Country Pub FM.
I have a gavel and I know how to use it.
Order and not afraid to.
No, not at all. I mean, that's even better than Wapner.
Right.
I mean, that's Wapner had a weak left wrist, as I recall.
Yeah. That was authoritative, right?
It was.
There.
A lot of authority here because it is the almanac.
Right on.
On Bob FM, good morning to you. Thursday, January 5th. We have 360 days left to go this year. It seemed like it was just a year ago that I was saying we had 360 days left to go this year.
One day fewer this year, however. We're back to 365.
Right, right. It's not the old leap thing going on here today. So that means once February 28th comes, we're done with February. We don't have to worry about another day.
Right.
We don't
have
to worry about the 29th.
And
that's what you're telling me?
And no leap second.
No leap second. Although you never know. They might just add one on.
Well,
I think they do
true.
That willy-nilly. They look at the atomic clock and they go, oh, we lost one.
Yeah.
We got a leap.
They said generally it's about every 500 days or so.
Mm.
But yeah, we'll see. As of right now, no leap second is scheduled.
The universe is expanding. Keep that in mind. So it's ever-changing. It's a fluid situation.
Well, there you go.
1914, Ford Motor Company announced a new minimum daily wage. This is kind of new for the whole, you know, workers' revolution type thing, kind of getting everything organized. You know, they came up with the assembly line, and they came up with a new minimum wage of $5 and shortened an eight-hour work week for employees. So they went with the eight-hour work week and the minimum wage.
But that was
$5
a day.
It's not an hour. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's not an hour. They left that part out. $5 an hour, 1914, you were rich. Big time. You were running dry cleaning and moving on up to the east side.
My first job in 1974 as a busboy at Minneapolis Golf Club was $2.15 an hour.
I was reading meters in 1988 for $4.25 an hour.
There you go.
Driving around in my yellow truck.
Yeah.
1933, President Calvin Coolidge. You know, he's married to Martha Washington.
Well, that was strange.
Calvin Coolidge died at the age of 60 on this date. That's pretty young.
Very young.
Pretty young for a president that wasn't assassinated.
Do we know why he died so young?
Look it up. 1933.
I'll see if I can do two things at once here.
1933, also same day, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Golden Gate Bridge is expected to last because if you watch any of the Star Trek movies, Starfleet is based in San Francisco and it's right next to the Golden Gate Bridge. So that's going to last a good 300-400 more years, apparently.
That's good news.
Better check the rivets. 1934, both the National and American Baseball Leagues decided, both the American and National Leagues decided to use the same size baseball. Up until 1934, they had different size baseballs in each league.
I did not know that.
Yeah. How different is that? I mean, then your stats are kind of askew.
Right.
It's harder to hit a smaller ball. You're throwing something up there about the size of a golf ball. That's why the National League always had better pitchers.
I guess.
1934.
Higher mound, smaller baseball.
1943, George Washington Carvey did a lot with peanuts and sweet potatoes, but he didn't invent peanut butter. They believe the Mayans did.
Oh.
Or somebody from way back when they were making peanut butter.
Okay.
But George Washington Carver... in the history, Black History Month in February, he is right up there with some of the great African Americans of all time. George Washington Carver, he lived down south and wanted to find out how to do, he wanted to grow more than just cotton. There's got to be other things that we can grow here in the south than cotton. So he came up with sweet potatoes, which I love.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Big sweet potato pie.
I don't care for them.
You don't like sweet potatoes?
Not as much.
Oh,
no.
you like yams? You yam what you am.
Yeah. I like rutabagas. I like rutabagas.
I've never been a fan of those.
See, in my vegetable beef soup that I made, I put rutabagas in. It was a nice touch.
1956, Snoopy became a biped on this date. He walked on two legs for the first time ever.
Oh,
a Peanuts comic strip, Snoopy went from four legs to two legs. That's one of the great moves ever in the evolution of man, is going from four legs to two legs. And Snoopy, Snoopy, it took a little longer for Snoopy, obviously. He saw Peppermint Patty doing it, and he goes, you know what, I can do that too. I'm just as smart as Peppermint Patty.
I certainly should be able to.
Have we ever decided if Peppermint Patty was a boy or a girl?
No.
Kind of gender bending there. We're not sure. I'm still not sure. Marcy, too.
It's another Pat situation.
That was 1956. 1961. Oh, boy. What's going on with my computer? Oh, no.
The Hindenburg just crashed.
Oh,
what
no.
What happened over there?
Oh, the humanity. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Let's try.
Oh, there it is.
Mr. Ed debuted on this date. 1961. It ran for 6 years.
Mr. B?
Yes.
I enjoy... No, that wasn't...
While
that,
I'm looking right at you.
That wasn't Mr. B.
Say
that
something.
That was Hazel.
Like what?
Anything.
Cow now. Brown cow.
That's when Wilbur first met Mr. Ed himself. 1951, Mr. Ed. 1961, excuse me.
That was
me.
A great show.
It was a great show.
I enjoyed Mr. Ed.
And I played the theme there. The pilot theme didn't have the recognizable lyrics to it.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Did you notice that? It was just the instrumental.
Just the music, yeah.
They did not have the lyrics in the opening for the pilot. And that was from the pilot when Wilbur first met Mr. Ed and realized that he had a talking horse.
That's awesome.
And then all of a sudden...
That was a takeoff of Francis the Talking Mule.
Everybody was talking back then.
The movies from the 40s. With Francis
the Talking Car later on with Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes.
My mom, the car. 1963, Rogers Hornsby died. He was 66 only. That's pretty young.
One of the great hitters of all time.
His career batting average, .358.
Yeah.
Second only
to Ty Cobb. Was Ty Cobb, maybe he was .372. Have to look up Ty Cobb.
Look that up again. Yeah. How are you doing on the lookup?
Well, I found something on Calvin Coolidge.
Get those fingers going.
But it took me a while.
1963. So if you hear some silence from the other side of the studio, that's
right.
Neil looking looking things up.
I'm fact-checking.
1988, we also lost a Hall of Famer on the basketball side of things, on the hardwood, Pistol Pete Maravich. He was as good as there ever was, his ball handling.
Yes, he was, according to John Havlicek, the greatest ball handler ever. And, he died very, very young, playing pickup basketball, no less.
Yeah. So that was...
Yeah, it's some sort of a heart defect.
Heart defect, 1988. He was 40. You see those videos of him, especially in college, just dribbling the ball. It's like the other guys are standing still.
And the behind-the-back passes.
Yep.
And that. He averaged, in his 3 years at LSU, he averaged 44 points a game.
You're crazy.
Which is ridiculous.
It is unbelievable. Former Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill died on this date, 81, 1994. He was Thomas Tip O'Neill.
Sure.
Everybody knows him as Tip.
Yep.
1994, 1998. Some music here for
us. And loving you is all I ask, honey. All I ever need.
He had a unique voice. Pretty good entertainer, though. Kind of funny. Not afraid to make fun of himself.
No. He had a great sense of humor and a great laugh.
He did. Sonny, and how he got Cher, we don't know.
No.
Must have been his talent, or she didn't have real good eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
But Sonny Bono passed away on this date, 1998. I still remember Cher talking at his funeral and breaking down, even though they had broken up many, many times, many, many years ago.
Right.
But she still loves Sonny, and that certainly came through. It was a skiing accident.
Yeah,
he ran into a tree. Yeah, he ran into a tree.
What is a tree doing on the ski? He must have gone off the course or something.
I would assume. Somebody all of a sudden a tree just showed up.
Right.
There'd be an investigation there.
Yeah,
Congress would get involved because he was a congressman.
Right.
He had been the mayor of Palm Springs. He became mayor because he owned a restaurant or something, and he wanted a higher sign than they would allow.
Right.
A taller sign, and he went and ran for mayor and won. 1998
it was one of those, one of those great ski hills out in the mountains, and it was a terrible accident.
Happy birthday today, former vice president, one of the favorite sons of Minnesota. We're talking Walter Mondale. He's 89 today.
Wow.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad, Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
That's him and Gary Hart in the Democratic presidential debate from 1984. John Glenn is on that debate panel, too.
Oh, he was.
He was running at that time. Yeah. Of course, we just lost John Glenn within the last month or so.
Now, Mondale would win the Democratic nominee.
Yeah, he was
nominee,
the nominee in 84.
Then he got dropped.
Pummeled.
Just
won only the District of Columbia in Minnesota. Yeah. 10 electoral votes, right? No.
Yeah,
10 from Minnesota. Eight plus two, and then how many? Three from D.C.
He got 13. Just crushed by Reagan.
wasn't good. No. But Walter Mondale, 89, he was a senator, of course, as well, 89, and vice president.
And then he was an ambassador to some foreign countries. Very well respected, I think.
And he ran for Senate again when Paul Wellstone died.
Yeah.
He had taken that spot because that was right before the election that that happened.
Sure.
He's 89 today. Robert Duvall, pretty good actor.
One of the greatest of ever.
He was Frank Burns in MASH, Apocalypse Now. He loved the smell of napalm in the morning.
Right.
I remember that. The Judge with him and Robert Downey Jr., one of his more recent movies. He was good in that.
Great westerns, too. Lonesome Dove and Open Range, both classics.
Here's another one where he's in the military, 1979, called The Great Santini.
Oh, yes.
I know it's rough to leave your friends and move every year. But you are Marine kids and can chew nails while other kids are sucking cotton candy.
Chew nails.
And you're Meacham's. Meacham is a thoroughbred, a winner all the way. It's the best grades, wins the most awards, and excels in sports. Meacham never gives up. I want you hogs to let this burg know you're here. I want these crackers to wake up and wonder what the hell blew in a town.
Pretty good pep talk for your kids, huh? He's talking to his kids there.
Wow.
He's not talking to his troops. Platoon. He's talking to his kids. One of which was one of the early actresses on Facts of Life, the blonde tomboy that was on Facts of Life. But Robert Duvall, 86 today, happy birthday to him. He won an Oscar for Tender Mercies.
Oh, yes.
Charlie Rose is 75 today. He's the newscaster. He's on CBS This Morning right now, one of the co-hosts. And he has his interview show on PBS.
Yep.
Always kind of a sit-down interview with people. He's been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. He is 75 today. Diane Keaton. Another good actress. Now, yep. Robert Duvall was in The Godfather. So was Diane Keaton.
That's right.
Who is 71 today. She was also Annie Hall.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God. What a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well. Oh, well.
That's her with Woody Allen.
Sure.
In Annie Hall. She won the Oscar.
Yeah, yes.
For that, 71. She was Father of the Bride. She was married to Steve Martin in that. Yeah. And Something's Gotta Give. That was opposite of Jack Nicholson. She's a great actress. Academy Award winner. 71 today. Here was the guy. He was in charge of making sure everybody stayed drunk on the Lido deck.
Mr. May, would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you, Isaac. How about a glass of champagne?
Oh, no, I never drink on the job. Oh, you... Coming right up.
There he is, Isaac from Love Boat. You know, there were like 80 different bars, and he worked every one.
Yeah.
They would go from scene to scene. They would go into a new part of the... Oh, there's Isaac again at that bar. And then he's at the other bar.
That's why he stayed slim and trim.
He was very slim.
He was always on the go.
He was always wearing his red blazer as a member of the service crew on the Love Boat and the Pacific Princess. And he had that little double... The double point, you know, in the opening of Love Boat, the double point where he would do this. I did that one time at Valley Fair on the roller coaster where they take your picture and they blotted it out with a magic marker or a Sharpie because they thought I was giving it the bird.
People.
And I go to him, it's not the bird. It was a point.
It was the
kind of like the Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It was a Seinfeld, the pick instead of the scratch.
Right.
So Ted Lang.
No relation to Jim Lang.
No. And I don't believe so. Different complexions.
Right.
69 today for Ted Lang, the bartender on Love Boat. Nancy Drew is having a birthday today.
Oh, I liked her.
Would $1 million in stolen jewels be important to you?
The jewels have been recovered, all of them.
And the thief is in jail.
The girl that you framed is in jail. I suspect that the real thief is somewhere in this waiting room.
Pamela Sue Martin as Nancy Drew. 64 today.
They alternated Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
I liked them both.
We watched those as a kid.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't read the books because it was a TV show.
Right. I read all the Hardy Boys books. I didn't read really. I think I maybe read one or two Nancy Drew.
And that was
books.
What's his name? Jack Colvin.
Oh,
guest starring the guy from Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Mr. McGee, Don't Make Me Angry.
Uh-huh.
And that same episode had Maureen McGovern. No, not Maureen McGovern. Maureen McCormick.
Oh. From the Brady Bunch?
Marcia Brady.
Sure.
As a tennis pro.
Okay.
Nancy Drew. Happy birthday today. Pamela Sue Martin is 64 today. Brian Hitt is 63 today. Brian. drummer for REO Speedwagon.
They make a lot of music for a small band.
That's him pounding on the skins there. He is celebrating today. He is 63. Clancy Brown, 58. He was the warden's muscle in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
He was prison guard Hadley.
Tax-free?
Tax-free. IRS can't touch 1 cent.
You're that smart banker would kill his wife, aren't you? Why should I believe a smart banker like you? So I can end up in here with you?
His name is Clancy Brown, and he's 58 today.
He was a mean dude.
He was a mean dude, but he cried.
Yeah.
He cried and sobbed like a baby the day they took him away.
Yeah.
When they exposed murder.
Yeah, he was done.
And whatever else at Shawshank.
Yeah.
So he is 58 today. Carrie Ann Inaba.
Oh.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
You have such elegance and grace and dynamism.
Yeah, she's not great with the English language, but she knows what she's doing when it comes to dancing.
Carrie
she's a judge
Ann Inaba.
On Dancing with the Stars. She's 49 today. I'm sure you have a lot of his CDs. Marilyn Manson.
Negative.
48 today, singer Marilyn Manson.
Zippo.
48. No, he's not.
Naga.
He was not originally on Wonder Years. Paul Pfeiffer. He always said that actor Paul Pfeiffer turned into Marilyn Manson. It never was the case. It's 48 today. Bradley Cooper is having a birthday today. He plays a raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Plan. You've got a plan. I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan?
I don't know. 12%. 12%?
That's a fake laugh.
It's real.
Totally fake.
That is the most real, authentic, hysterical laugh of my entire life, because that is not a plan.
42 today. He's good buddies with Groot, the tree.
Yeah.
American Sniper. He was good in that. American Hustle.
I like some of these the movies. A-team.
The A-Team.
He was good
in that. Yeah, he was Face Man, wasn't he? He played Face Man. Silver Linings Playbook, Wedding Crashers, he was good.
Of course, The Hangover.
All the Hangover films. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he does
a nice job. He is 42 today. And January Jones, named after a month, he is 39 today. She was on Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted him, too. You knew you did.
There's a difference between wanting and having.
You did everything you could to encourage me.
I didn't make you do anything.
My God, you're an awful woman. You know that?
She's playing the awful woman in Mad Men, and she's 39 today. She was in X-Men First Class as well.
Attractive lady.
Happy birthday, yeah. Blonde lady. She's 39.
Gone but not forgotten today, explorer Zebulon Pike. I went to the top of his peak.
We were in Colorado, and they had like their one foggy day. That they have two foggy days all year, and we were there, and we couldn't see. We wanted to go see Pike's Peak, but it was foggy. Couldn't even see it. Couldn't see the peak or the pike.
Took the trip up there. Took the train up. My son and I met some very nice people from that were in town from England on their holiday.
Yes, that's what
and now they listen to Bob FM.
You're kidding.
On mybobcountry.com, and I still get emails from very nice people.
Well, hello if they're listening today.
It was awesome. We had a great time, went to the top of Pike's Peak. But Zebulon Pike, explorer, he was the first guy to spot Pike's Peak. And it's super cool to go up there, by the way. 1779 for Zebulon Pike. Astrologer and psychic, Jean Dixon. She knew we were going to talk about her today before she died. That was on this day in 1904 that she was born. Jean Dixon, 1904. He was Mr. Green Jeans, one of my favorite programs as a young lad. Captain Kangaroo.
Never could afford walls for his barn, though.
No. But anytime you get to hang out with Bunny Rabbit and Dancing Bear.
Mr. Moose.
I mean, you know, he was involved in, I think, some ping pong avalanches.
Any truth to the rumor that he's the one who gave Captain Kangaroo Bob Keeshan his bowl cut?
Well,
you just used some clippers from the barn.
From the barn. Probably
some
did.
Edge clippers.
His real name was Hugh Branham.
Sycamore.
Hugh Branham. And he was born on this day, 1910. He would play Mr. Green Jeans and Captain Kangaroo, if you're old enough to remember that program, as I am. Actor George Reeves was born on this day, 1914. Look, up in the air, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a guy in a suit that doesn't fit very well. More powerful.
More powerful than a locomotive.
You know, he didn't have the kind of pectorals you'd expect Superman to have.
Leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Serious ups, though.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Well, it'd have to be Lois. Superman.
Another planet who came to Earth
and
with
Jimmy.
Powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
There Superman. He is. George Reeves was the guy who played the part. Yeah. He just wasn't.
And he died tragically.
Yeah.
He actually was not bulletproof. Somebody shot him or something. It was kind of a tragic death.
I have to fact check that.
Fact check that.
Boy, that's going to be really tough for me to do now.
Yeah.
Actor George Reeves was born on this day in 1914. In the 1950s, The Adventures of Superman, he was the guy. Academy Award-winning actress, and she was the first wife of Ronald Reagan. Now,
yeah.
I wasn't married to Ronald, obviously, when he was in office.
No.
It was Nancy, as you remember. But Academy Award-winning actress Jane Wyman was born on this day, 1917.
I didn't ask you for your resuscitator, you know.
Smash up somebody's car when you're drunk and write out a check. Get in a mess with a showgirl and write out a check. And when a man dies, write out a check to his widow. Account paid in full.
Listen,
leave me alone!
Wow. There's Jane Wyman opposite Rock Hudson. In Magnificent Obsession, 1954.
She would be, she won an award, as a matter of fact, for her performance in that movie. That is Jane Wyman, and she won Oscar. Actually, she won Oscar for her role in Johnny Belinda. Mm. She was in The Magnificent Obsession. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sam Phillips was born 6 years on this day after Jane Wyman. That would make it 1923. He established Sun Records and was credited with discovering several pretty good singers in his day. Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis amongst those.
They forgot Carl Perkins.
He was one of the million dollar quartet.
And if you ever go to Memphis, be sure you go to Sun Records.
Pretty cool place.
Go to Sun Records, okay. Yes.
Sam Phillips was that man. And he was born on this day, 1923. Civil rights leader Hosea Williams, born on this day, 1926. You may recall from some of your history lessons. Pro Football Hall of Famer Chuck Knoll. He coached the Pittsburgh Steelers to 4 Super Bowl titles during the 70s, including a win over the Vikings 16-6, I believe, was the final in that one. Coached the Steel Curtain defense. Of course, Bradshaw was the quarterback, and a pretty good coach, Chuck Knoll, born on this day, 1932. You may remember the same day, the lady by the name of First Lady Raisa Gorbachev. Raisa Gorbachev, born on this day, 1932, the wife of the former Soviet leader.
Visited Minnesota with her husband in like 1990.
And the last of the gons would be Emmy Award-winning comedy writer Michael O'Donohue. If you don't know the name, he was one of the original writers for Saturday Night Live, won 2 Emmys for his work on that show. Very, very funny man, very talented guy. He was born on this day, 1940. They're all gone, but not forgotten.